Today is Tuesday, March 2nd, 2010. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I welcome you to Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, episode 115. On today's show, we have an episode of the Cisco Kid, but first, a word from our sponsor. Now, instead of reading the normal ad that I would do, I'm just going to say pretty much go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon, and it will actually just redirect you directly on Amazon. It doesn't cost anything extra if you go to by using it, but we do get a small commission, so you're actually helping OTR Westerns out by doing that. Again, it doesn't add anything to your bill, but we do get a small percentage. I do believe my percentage is only like 4%, so just thought I'd let you guys know. 4% of whatever you purchase comes back and helps the show out. When I did this in December, I noticed a lot of people were buying gifts online, and it helped us out drastically. So it's just a plea, I guess you would say, to use otrwesterns.com/Amazon and start your shopping experience there. Also, if you want to make it easier on yourself, you can go to otrwesterns.com. On the right-hand side, you will see the links and stuff. If you have Firefox, you can actually add it to your search engine and just search directly from up there. You won't have to type any extra stuff in. It just adds a little favorites up there, and you just type away, kind of like you do if you were to use Google or Bing. I think that's it. Let's get into today's show. It's going to be an episode of Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 10th, 1953, and the title is Fight at the County Seat. Hope you guys enjoy.
The Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Fight at the County Seat. It is on record that many a fierce fight in the Old West took place over the establishment of the various county seats in some of the newly admitted states. Some of these fights grew out of purely local pride and were quickly forgotten. Others started for far more serious reasons. As our story opens, a dozen men are sitting around a rough board room of an evening, listening to the harangue of a big domineering man, one Dutch Wheeler.
And I tell you, boys, we ought to do something about it tonight. Sick and tired of having the courthouse, the jail, and all the county records over in Black Valley, and they ought to be here in Ashley. And I'm aiming to ride over there and get them records. Who'll go with me?
I'll go with you.
Well, what about you, Jenkins? Don't newspaper editors dare to go out at night?
Not with this gang, I don't.
You've been campaigning in your paper to have the county seat here. What's the matter? You getting cold feet?
Wheeler, I came to this meeting tonight expecting to find representative people. Instead, I find a hand-picked bunch of your henchmen.
Backing down, are you? Where's your civic pride now?
That's funny, coming from you. Look, Wheeler, you don't give a hoot and blazes where that county seat is as far as civic pride's concerned. It'd just be easier for you to run the county from here, that's all.
Be careful, Jenkins.
Besides that, you don't want the county seat over there because you don't want Black Valley to grow. There's mighty rich soil over there, and you're aiming to buy the whole valley up at your own price.
You're heading for trouble with me, young man.
I'm telling you facts.
Well, you better not print any of those facts in your paper, do you understand?
I'll print what I please, Wheeler.
I'll settle with him later. Come on, boys, let's get going.
Cisco, Pancho.
Si, Pancho.
What are we doing riding way up here in the north?
Oh, we're just riding, amigo.
Yeah, Pancho noticed, but where we go and what we do.
Well, we are seeing some more new country, Pancho.
Oh.
The air is clear and cool. The stars are bright. What more can we ask?
And Pancho asked, what we got to do? Pancho know we're not just ride to ride. And Pancho know Cisco got the plan. But Pancho know not know what that.
we will see what happens, Chico.
Uh-huh.
You are right. I do have a plan. And we are in the country for a purpose, but as yet I cannot even tell you why.
But, Chico, Pancho not understand. Cisco always tell Pancho before.
Si, Pancho. Later on I can tell you, but not now. Because I'm sworn not to tell anyone, and that must include you, amigo. Mm,
just like Cisco say.
Do not let your feelings be hurt, Pancho.
Okay.
I'll explain everything as soon as I can.
I know.
Meanwhile, and to cheer you up, I will show you a trick.
What kind of trick, Cisco? With the card?
No.
No?
Not with the card.
Hold on. We see a trick. Hold on.
Now, you see me sitting here on my horse, do you not?
Yeah, Pancho see you, Cisco.
You are quite sure you see me sitting here?
Well, Pancho got eyes in his head, Cisco. And Pancho knows you're sitting there on Diablo.
Very well. Now, look up in the branches of that tree across the clearing.
The big tree.
See? Uh-huh. Now look up in its branches and listen.
I listen.
Buenas noches, Cisco and Pancho.
You up in that tree?
But I'm sitting here, Pancho.
Pancho, hear your voice from up there.
I look at the tree and listen again, amigo.
I listen again.
How's the weather down there, Pancho?
Oh, the weather is fine, Cisco. Might rain something. Pancho, not lightning, Cisco. Pancho sees Cisco here. He hears Cisco up there in the tree. It's two Panchos, no? I mean, two Ciscos, huh?
No, amigo, there's only one Cisco. That trick is one of throwing the voice.
Throw the voice? Oh, no, Cisco. Cisco make the joke, and I can throw the voice.
See, I can, Pancho.
No, look, Cisco. Pancho tried to grab his voice, and it comes out from his mouth. And then throw it. Nothing to grab, Cisco. His tongue is too slippery.
You do not do the trick by grabbing your voice, amigo. You throw it by projection.
Pancho think it's spook business, Cisco.
No, it's not spook business, Pancho. It's called ventriloquism.
That's what I think. Ventriloquism? Whatever it is, Pancho not know Cisco could do it.
Oh, I've not tried it for years, amigo, but come, let us ride under the town of Black Valley. Off, Diablo, come on.
Oh, Diablo, spook business, go ahead, go!
Get your kerchiefs up over your faces, boys. No need of anybody over here knowing for sure who we are. All right, now let's get into that there courthouse.
Yeah, there's a light in there, boss.
Huh?
Yeah,
probably old Ed Chambers. Works as clerk over here, does night work sometimes, but never mind him. Come on. Open the door, Luke.
Yeah, all right, boss. Yeah, door's locked, Dutch.
Quit calling me by name, do you understand? Here, let me try it. I'll open up. Open up this door.
Just a minute.
Hey, he's coming, boys.
Stand aside, Chambers.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Tell me, who are you, men? What do you got kerchiefs on for?
Never mind. Get out of the way.
You can't come in here. Not with them kerchiefs on. I got to know who you are.
That's
you, eh? That's Wheeler, maybe.
Shall I get him, boss?
Get him.
Yeah, that does for him.
Get him out of the way and let's get in there.
Why
not get everything, boys? We'll show this blasted town where the county seat's going to be, no matter how many people we have to kill to do it.
This must be the town of Black Valley, Pancho.
Not much of a town, Cisco.
No, it's not much of a town.
You can get your hands on and make it fast. We've got to get out of here.
Whatever.
Hold, look. Is it... What go on in that building, Cisco?
No, Pancho. The sign on the building says courthouse. But I do not understand that noise in there this time of night.
Look, Cisco. These hombres all got kerchiefs over the face.
See, also there's a man lying just inside the door there. Let us walk over there, Pancho.
I like it.
All right, come on, let's go.
Yeah, it looks as if old Chambers is done for. Boy.
Well, it serves him right for getting in my way. Come on, let's go, boy.
Why would I try to stop them, Cisco?
When we try to stop anyone, Pancho, we must have reasons.
Uh-huh.
Even though we are quite sure those hombres were up to no good. Right now, we better have a look at Senor Chambers. I think I heard them call him. Sounds though he is badly hurt, if not dead.
Dutch Wheeler. Dutch.
Huh? What did he say, Cisco? What?
Get up, Pancho.
He said something. I hear.
He will say no more now, amigo. He is dead. Then you and I, Pancho, will find out more about these Dutch Wheeler tomorrow.
Why did you not tell the sheriff about Senor Chambers, Cisco?
Because the sheriff is not to be found, Pancho.
How'd you know this? We not even tried to find the sheriff last night.
That is true. We did not.
Pancho all mixed up, Cisco. Pancho thinks there's some more of that not tell Pancho till later business.
Perhaps, Chico. Now, this is the town of Ashley. Now we must find the newspaper office. Oh, there it is, right ahead of us. The Weekly Blade. Oh, there.
Hold on. The Weekly Blade.
Come, Pancho. We'll go in.
Morning, gents. What can I do for you?
You are the editor of this paper?
I am. My name's Jenkins.
We are very glad to meet you, Senor Jenkins. I am called the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Buenos dias, senor.
Well, sit down, gents.
Gracias.
Cisco Kid, eh?
Si.
I've heard of you, Cisco. Pretty far out of your horns, aren't you?
Horns? What horns?
That means our territory, Pancho. The southwest.
Oh, Pancho, think it means more spook. Grab the voice and throw it.
That's my error, Pancho. I'll try to use a better choice of words.
Oh, that's all right, senor. Pancho know now.
As a matter of fact, we are quite a distance from our territory, Senor Jenkins. Now and then we enjoy a change of scenery, shall we say. We are fit to get some information.
I'll help you all I can, Cisco.
What can you tell us of Senor Wheeler?
Dutch Wheeler?
Si.
What do you want to know about him?
He's a power around here?
Yes, he is, I'm sorry to say. He just about runs this county. Owns a lot of property. He's rich, and he doesn't care much how he gets his money.
There was a Senor Chambers murdered last night over in Black Valley.
No. Old Dad Chambers at the courthouse?
I believe he is the one.
I hadn't heard about that. That's too bad. He was a nice, obliging old man. Why, that skunk.
You are referring, perhaps, to Senor Wheeler?
Maybe. Maybe not. I got no positive proof that Wheeler was over there last night, Cisco. But I do know he was talking to a bunch of men about going over there.
For what purpose?
To bring all the county records back here to Ashley. He wants the county seat to be here. So do a lot of the rest of us, but not by such methods as that.
Is the sheriff under the thumb of Senor Wheeler?
I don't know, Cisco. Sheriff Thompson never has much to say. I got a hunch he's waiting for a chance to get Wheeler. But so far, he's been hamstrung.
How do you mean?
Wheeler controls all the bad elements. Rustlers, horse thieves, all of them. If the sheriff arrests one of them, Wheeler gets the case thrown out of court. Makes a fool out of the sheriff.
What can I find, Senor Wheeler?
He runs the cafe just across the street.
Gracias, Senor Jenkins.
I'd just as soon you didn't mention my name.
I will respect your wish. Come, Pancho.
Luke. Who's them two mavericks just coming out of the newspaper office?
No, boss. Never saw them before.
Well, I saw them last night. They was out front of the courthouse as we rode away. I don't like their looks.
Hey. Yeah, they're coming over here, Dutch.
Yeah, I see. Maybe they're just coming over for a meal, but you better tell Waldo and One Eye to hang around.
Yeah, I'll go tell them, boss.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Howdy.
We would like to buy a side of bacon to take to our camp.
This here's a cafe, stranger, not a market. You'll find the market down the street.
Oh, gracias.
Where's your camp?
It is on the creek between Black Valley and Ashley.
What's your business around here?
It might be to find out who murdered Senor Chambers.
Well, what are you coming to me for?
You asked our business, I told you. I think you might know who murdered him.
Uh-oh. Can't you get it, Eddie?
Why, hey, Luke, Waldo, why not? Throw these mavericks out of here. Yeah,
come on, Dutch.
Stand one side, Pancho, have your guns ready.
Yes, 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 yes.
I do not like your look, Senor Wheeler. I think I will tweak your nose.
Why, you coyote, you miserable pack rat!
Come
on, boys, rush! I'll do a little wrestling myself. Let me show the knife!
Grab it! Grab it! Get out of my wrist! Grab it!
Behind you,
Cisco!
Hey,
Pancho!
Boys, you draw and Pancho kills you with his bare teeth!
You are the only I want, winner!
Try it! Get him out! Oh, no! He's flat on his back!
Just to see if I can knock you over that counter!
Cisco, clean over the counter into the bottle.
If you wish to find us, Wheeler, we'll be at our camp. I dare you to come there. Come, Pancho. Andre.
There is little doubt that what Dutch Wheeler will accept Cisco's dare with reinforcements. In just a moment, we'll return to our exciting story of The Cisco Kid. back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Fight at the County Seat. When Cisco and Pancho arrived in the little northern town of Black Valley, for a purpose which Cisco tells Pancho he has sworn not to reveal, they found that an old man had been murdered in the county courthouse. The sheriff was not around. After talking with the newspaper editor, Jenkins, in the neighboring town of Ashley, Cisco entered the cafe owned by county boss Dutch Wheeler and deliberately provoked a fight with him. Now...
Here. I'll help you off, boss. Here. You hurt?
No, I ain't hurting on Luke, but I'm plenty mad clear through.
Yeah, by thunder, that hombre could fight.
I'll show him. I'll have his neck for this. No man's making a monkey out of Dutch Wheeler and getting away with it.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to go see Jenkins first, boss. Them two hombres went to see him before they come over here.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we'll do. Come on, Luke, and wear them guns loose.
Howdy, Wheeler.
Luke, you sneaking whelp.
What are you talking about?
You sent them two hombres over to my place.
I sent them nowhere, Wheeler. Why'd they say I did?
They didn't have to say so. I saw them coming out of here.
Looks as if they manhandled you some.
Did you tell them I went over to the courthouse last night?
I told them I didn't know whether you did or not. Personally, I ain't got any doubt of what you did. I'm saying so on the paper, too, Wheeler.
Oh, you are.
I'm also saying the murderer of old Dad Chambers ought to be run down and strung up.
Jenkins? You're getting too big for your boots around here.
And you're just about through, Wheeler. You're up against the Cisco Kid now. And he's more than you or a dozen like you can handle.
That's enough. Let him have it, Luke. They'll find out I'm still boss of this county.
Yeah, but I ain't sure this was wise, Dutch. Maybe we better go on a trip till this blows over, huh? Jenkins was pretty well liked around here.
Trip? Nothing. We're staying. Cisco Kid, huh? And you and me saw him come out of this office. Hey, that gives me an idea. Luke, go fetch the sheriff. He's fishing over at Coldstream. Tell him I got a job I want him to do.
Cisco, how'd you get more and more mixed up?
What's the matter now, amigo?
Cisco not act like Cisco. Cisco make the big fight with the hombre Wheeler, and then he tell Wheeler where our camp is, and then we wait around our camp.
I am expecting a visitor, Pancho. Perhaps several visitors.
Who, the hombre Wheeler?
Possibly. He may be here yet, Pancho. He's not quite sundown as yet. No sooner said than done. Look, amigo. The riders are coming.
Pancho, get ready for more trouble.
Oh, it may not be so. Let us wait and see.
Help. There's your men, Sheriff. Take them in.
We are being arrested, Sheriff?
Looks that way, hombre. Dutch Wheeler here is bringing a charge against you.
A charge for what?
Murder.
We not murder anybody, single Sheriff.
Shut up, you.
You not tell Pancho to shut up, you.
Wait, Pancho, wait. Let us hear the rest of this. Whom does he say we murdered, Sheriff?
The editor of the paper, Jenkins.
That's right. You can't deny he was in there. We saw him come out, didn't we, Luke?
He sure did, boys.
We have no wish to deny we were in his office. Did you find him murdered, Sheriff?
No, Dutch and Luke found him.
Oh. Have you questioned them closely?
Close enough.
Never mind all this talk. Take him to jail, Sheriff.
Might as well, I guess. You say this hombre is Cisco, Dutch.
Yeah, and the other one's Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho, I'm arresting you officially for the murder of Jenkins.
Now, Pancho know there'd be trouble.
Very well, Sheriff. We will go with you.
Hey, what Cisco say? Santo Pancho not believe his own ears.
We'll go quietly, amigo. Make no fuss. We are ready any time you are, Senor Sheriff.
Cisco.
Si, amigo.
We sit here in this cell for several hours.
Si.
It's now dark outside.
Si, that is true.
And all this time, Pancho been trying to put two where two more is.
You mean you've been trying to put two and two together, Chico?
Si. Cisco tell Pancho, did Pancho see the sheriff make the wink of the eye at Cisco when he arrested us?
I do not know. Did you?
Pancho think you do, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything by now.
You will be before long.
Pancho sure he want to get out of this cell.
Then try the cell door, amigo.
Try the cell door?
Si.
Oh, well, so Pancho try the door. I know it's not open. Madre mía, the door open. It's not locked, Cisco.
So it is not, amigo. He's not been locked all this time.
Cisco told the voice of it?
Oh, no, I did not. The sheriff did not lock it. That is all.
And we sit here all this time with the door unlocked.
See?
Si. What for, Cisco?
Because I think we're going to have more visitors very soon.
The horses, boss.
Good. Yeah, it's late enough now. I guess we can get started over to that jail. Come on, Luke. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, what time's the sheriff leave the jail, Dutch?
About this time.
You got keys? Yeah.
I got keys to every public building in this county, Luke, and I aim to keep them.
No, if I was you, boss, I wouldn't take too many chances with that sheriff. I don't trust him too much.
And I want your advice, I'll ask him.
All right, but just the same, you better think that over. I don't figure he's so much under your thumb as you think.
Well, he'd better be. Now listen, Luke.
Ah.
When we get into that jail, let him have it quick, see? Just open up both them guns.
Come on, Cisco. You sleep?
No, Senor Sheriff. We're both very much awake.
Ain't got much light in here.
There's enough in that lantern.
I brought you some blankets.
Gracias, Senor.
You have enough supper?
Si.
Yes, a good supper, Sheriff. Tortillas, frijoles, enchiladas, and a small gooseyberry pie. Pancho beginning to like this jail.
Well, you make yourself at home, Pancho.
Mm, that's what Pancho doing.
Good. I guess I'll go along now, Cisco. Oh, by the way.
Si.
If any grizzly bear should get into this jail tonight, you'll find your guns in the left-hand bottom drawer of my desk in the office.
Santo, grizzly bears come into this jail, Cisco?
You never can tell, Pancho. Grizzly bears or coyotes.
Pancho not mind a coyote, but grizzly bear, ooh.
I guess you don't have to worry too much, Pancho. I've been kind of hoping the coyotes would come, though.
So have I, Sheriff. Listen. I think the coyotes are coming now.
Yeah.
Those horses, Cisco, not coyotes.
Give me those blankets, Sheriff. Quickly. Pancho, turn down the lantern.
This is Cisco.
Give me your sombrero, Pancho.
Cisco, what Cisco do?
I'm making up these board beds as if we were lying in them, amigo. Now, give me your bolero, your serape, quickly.
Please, Pancho, somebody wear, Cisco.
There. Now, I'll arrange some of my clothing on this other bed.
Mm-hmm.
Your sombrero. Yeah, so. Yeah, that will do it. Now, come out of the cell and close the door. Pancho, pop out the lantern and bring it with you.
See. It's dark.
Just enough light will come in as soon as our eyes become accustomed to the dark. Now, around the corner of this cell block. You're with us, Sheriff?
Yep, I'm right here, Cisco. Good thing I didn't go home.
We'll wait right here. Do not make any noise if you can help it. They're coming in. Shh, get up.
Hey, that light was on in the sheriff's office, boss.
Yeah, never mind. He probably just went home and forgot it. Anyway, we're going to do this job. Come on, Luke. Down this corridor.
Pancho, now see what you mean by coyotes. Get up, Pancho. Get up.
Darker and blue blazes in here.
Yeah.
This is their cell, Luke. Right here. You, Cisco, you in there?
Si, Senor Wheeler.
Cisco grabbed through the bush again. Shh, get up, Pancho.
Yeah, that's them all right, Dutch. I can just make out their outlines and them beds.
All right, let them have it. Cisco first. Give it to him again, Luke. You missed him.
I couldn't miss him this close.
Give him again.
Bullets will not kill me, Senor Wheeler.
Great Scott.
We'll see about that.
Shoot me some more, Senor. I enjoy it.
Hey, I'm getting out of here, boss.
Yeah, so am I.
Now, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, that man ain't human, Dutch. Come on, quick.
All right, Sheriff. Pancho.
Open that door.
Oh, no, you do not. You come to this jail, you are going to stay here.
No, get away from me. You.
Why did you murder Senor Chambers and Jenkins?
Get your hands off me, whatever you are.
Why did you?
Look, get it out.
Now we will have a good look at our coyote, Sheriff.
I don't know whether you're a man or devil, Cisco, to take all them bullets.
You are very easily fooled, hombre, by two dummy cots and a little ventriloquism. You have a cell waiting for them, Sheriff?
Yeah, this one right here, Cisco. Open it up, Pancho.
Aren't you glad to open the door?
Get their weapons, Cisco.
I have them, Senor Sheriff.
Now in with them.
Get in there.
You can't do this to me, Sheriff. I'll run you out of office. I'll break you.
Wheeler, you've broken everybody. You're going to break. Now we've got you. I can bring in a dozen men to testify against you. Men that won't be scared of you anymore. It's going to be the rope for you and that buzzard with you. And Cisco?
Si, Senor Sheriff.
I want to thank you for your help.
Gracias, Senor Sheriff. One has few real friends in this life. To help them is always a great privilege.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, so that is the reason.
Si, that is why I could not tell you before, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I promised the sheriff I would not mention it to anyone.
Pancho, understand now, Cisco. The sheriff sent for you.
Si, that is right, amigo. The sheriff and I were boys together.
Oh?
We've been friends for a long time.
Pancho, glad we come to help. That grab voice, throw voice, help too, Cisco.
Oh, si, Pancho. That trick is quite startling when one is alone and hears it.
Alone? The voice was alone, eh, Cisco?
Si, the voice appeared to be alone, which reminds me, Pancho.
Reminds you, Cisco? What reminds you? What?
The other day when you went into the cafe to eat by yourself.
Si, Pancho going to the cafe to eat while Cisco gone.
But remember, amigo, I saw the size of the steak you ordered before I left.
It was a big steak, Cisco.
Yeah, it was, Pancho. Tell me, did you eat the whole steak alone?
Oh, no, Cisco. Pancho not eat the steak alone.
Bueno, I did not see how you could possibly eat that steak all by yourself. Who helped you eat it?
Helped me eat it? Nobody helped Pancho to eat the steak.
But you said you did not eat it alone.
Of course Pancho not eat the steak alone. Pancho eat it with potatoes, frijoles, cabbage, biscuits, enchiladas, tacos, canica chili, cinnamon, boom-booms, and a big gooseberry pie.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, so that's going to be it for today. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call me, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTR-DW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Don't forget, I do play two episodes at a time, so it's a full half an hour show. And we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.